Welcome to the Back in Time podcast with Kyle and JD, where every week we jump into our DeLorean, cruise to 88 miles per hour, and travel back in time to review our favorite films. Every week we talk about current cinema, the latest trailers, and we pick a new favorite film every single episode.
But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
1.21 gigawatts!
Don't say that! Never say that! Goonies never say die!
You're the best! We're the beautiful! We're the only!
Now, here's your host, Kyle Autry, and his co-host, JD.
All right, welcome back to the Back in Time podcast. I am your host, Kyle Autry, joined as always by my co-host, JD. JD, how are you, man?
I'm doing pretty well, man. I'm looking forward to getting in to tease a little bit of our first Hulk Hogan appearance.
Yeah, brother.
Did you leave yourself a little Fu Manchu mustache in appreciation for what we're about to do?
I don't have a Fu Manchu, but I do have a little soul patch that I just rubbed.
Are you being serious?
Oh, yeah. A soul patch.
Do you often do the soul patch? Do you do it sometimes? Not all the time? What's the deal with that?
It just depends on how long my facial hair is. It kind of grows in naturally. Got that soul hair.
So you're like the, you got like a Joe Dirt thing going on.
Dirtay.
My bad.
Don't try and spice it up, boy. But yeah, man, I'm excited to talk some Hulk Hogan. This is a movie I literally can't remember last time I even saw this movie. It's had to have been over 20 years ago. If you guys haven't figured it out yet, you are listening to the teaser trailer episode, and we are discussing the 1991 action comedy sci-fi film Suburban Commando, brother. And I want to take a quick second to thank our sponsor, Bunny 17 Media, for helping bring you this podcast completely free. Go over to their site, bunny17media.com. Use promo code BACKINTIME at checkout. Save 15% off your entire order. Got a lot of great books on there, comics. And it's by an amateur publisher, somebody that isn't a big company. So go out and support those guys. And while you're supporting them, make sure you support us by rate, reviewing, and subscribing to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, YouTube, Podtrac, and anywhere else that you get your podcast and listen to it. JD, I know I just mentioned I can't remember the last time I saw it, but I do have a first memory. How about you? When's the first time you remember seeing Suburban Commando?
This was definitely a movie that I saw. I can't believe this came out in 1991. I probably saw it on video and probably saw it with one of my neighbors, and it was probably during a slumber party. And then obviously anytime you watched a movie at night for like a sleepover, you always watched it the next morning as well. So you got that back-to-back going on. And that was my first memory of Suburban Commando. I loved wrestling at the time, so I was a big fan of Hulk Hogan. There's some pretty good guest spots in this movie, so it was kind of very exciting as a young kid to like realize that wrestlers are real people who need acting jobs.
That's a good point. They are real people. And not only is Hulk Hogan in this as the star, but as a guest star, we have The Undertaker, which we will talk more about in the full review. My first memory is seeing the trailer on VHS. I can't remember which movie it was for. It might be on the VHS Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of the Ooze tape. I think that's where these two link together. I'd have to go back and look, but that's where my mind is taking me. And then I just remember eventually making it out to Blockbuster and saying, oh, I've been seeing this one on the Ninja Turtles tape and I want to watch it. And my parents let me rent it because, they're buying me Jordans. Of course, they can get me a VHS. I don't remember loving the movie, but that's why I'm so excited for the review. I want to see what this is like when I'm a grown adult. JD, I'm a little disappointed, man. Since this is next week, it's my birthday and you haven't even said happy birthday yet, dude.
I don't think you wish me a happy birthday either, so I don't want to hear it.
That is probably true. No, you know what? I probably did on Facebook, right? Like a happy birthday, brother gif. I put on there. That's usually my go-to.
Well, I'm going to double check. And if you did, in fact, wish me a happy birthday, then I will wish you a happy birthday. But if you didn't, then you can go pound sand.
Okay. Fair enough. Let's get into the trailer. And if you're by a computer, you have access to it, go ahead and log on to YouTube. And we're going to type in Suburban Commando Original Trailer. You're going to be looking for the trailer that is titled Suburban Commando 1991 Trailer, Hulk Hogan, Christopher Lloyd, Movie HD. Uploaded by Movie Clips Classic Trailers. It's got about 100,000 views on it. JD, are you set to go?
Oh, heck yeah. Let's do this.
All right. I'm going to give a 3, 2, 1 click countdown. We'll watch it together here. So 3, 2, 1, click.
When it comes to intergalactic confrontation, no one can beat Chef Ramsay.
Excellent work, Ramsay.
So what's next?
Why didn't you try relaxing?
But now, he's about to land in a place even he isn't prepared for. Suburbia.
Get to know the locals. Blend in.
How do you know which ones are the right ones?
You have to squeeze it a bit.
Wow, I found a good one. Here, they have strange ways of fighting.
You got any idea what we're gonna do to you?
Let me guess. You're gonna pound my face.
What are you, nuts? It's the 90s. We're gonna sue you.
They have bizarre means of protection. There are dangers he's never seen.
Even my mom could stand longer than that.
And enemies he's never known.
I hate suburbia.
So you'd better not fake him out.
Must be a K-7 force field. I'll break you out of there. Glad I could help.
Or take him on. For Hulk Hogan, it's no game. It's war.
Do you belong to some kind of army? Or you just go around doing good like some kind of superhero?
Hulk Hogan, Christopher Lloyd.
I was frozen today.
Suburban Commando.
My cat.
Okay, JD, lead us off. What would you think about the trailer here?
All right, so it's obviously been quite some time since I've seen the trailer, and it looks to paint a picture for a little bit of what we can expect with some of the antics, but it is pretty underwhelming, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It's very Hulk Hogan-centered. It's a lot of fluff. I took a couple notes. One, Hulk is very Hulk. He looks buff. Two, he's not doing his wrestling voice. This is what I call the Hulk Hogan nice guy interview voice that he's doing. Well, hey, brother, thanks for having me on, dude. Brother, thanks, brother. It's not as normal. Like, you know something, dude. And I think that would have been better. And also, it's very little Christopher Lloyd in this trailer. I mean, he's got maybe 10 seconds out of 2 minutes. And
there's definitely more Undertaker than Christopher Lloyd in this trailer.
There is. And he had not even... Just for some context, he had not even debuted with the WWF yet. So he was not even Undertaker at this point. He was Mean Mark Callis from WCW. Vince McMahon actually put him in the trailer in hopes that this would help skyrocket his career if this was a big hit. So when he came in, Hulk Hogan would have somebody to wrestle right away. So that's kind of the thinking behind having him in this. He's basically a free agent, but had, you know, come to an agreement with WWF at that point.
So how does it work that Vince McMahon would have any type of creative control over who gets featured in the trailer? Did he have some influence or some producer credit with the film?
I doubt it. My thought is he probably pushed to have him on, and Hogan, of course, working for him, being the star, was like, hey, I need these two guys on the film as the goons, and you know, those are my stipulations. I doubt McMahon had creative control over the trailer, though.
Because I know he had, and the WWF had a lot of influence when Hulk Hogan made his appearance in the Rocky movie. And they did that as a big push to get before that WrestleMania came.
I hate to call you out.
Uh-oh.
Hulk actually had to quit WWF because they refused to let him do it. He actually picked Rocky over them.
And why did
after the movie, he ended up going to Japan because he didn't have a place to work in the U.S.
Really?
Yep. And then after it was a huge hit, all that stuff, he eventually made his way back. It was like a couple years later.
Well, you can't believe everything you read on the internet, apparently.
Apparently not. But, you know, one thing I can believe is I'm excited for this movie. Even though the trailer's a little cheesy, it's definitely not my favorite trailer that we've watched. I'm interested in where this story is going because one minute he's like this hulked up, like alien from outer space type of guy with armor. The next thing you know, he looks like he's been living on the beach in Florida for 30 years in a tank top. So I think we're going to have fun with this.
Yeah, I mean, if you have never seen this movie before and you're joining us and you're watching the trailer for the first time, bear with us because there's a lot that comes together in the actual final product that the trailer only sort of dances around. I mean, there's a lot of that sort of alien in a new backyard film tropes. Christopher Lloyd is great. I mean, it's a pretty funny movie, and we got to see a lot of their gags. And no, I'm excited about watching the actual thing because I think this trailer doesn't do it justice.
All right, let's talk about some box office numbers here. Suburban Commando debuted October 4th, 1991, distributed by New Line Cinema with a runtime of 88 minutes and a production budget of $11 million. Suburban Commando opened number 7 at the box office in week 1, bringing in just $1.95 million. It is worth noting here that they were only distributed to 899 screens, so very limited small release here. In week 2, they dropped to the number 10 spot, bringing in another $1.4 million, which brought the 10-day total to $4.2 million. JD, thoughts on the first 10 days here?
All things considered, I'm surprised they made any money. I couldn't really imagine 1991 being a world where families and children and moms and dads were just racing to the theater to see Suburban Commando.
Yeah, I wish we had the VHS numbers because I feel like this movie was really like made for VHS rental. I'm sure they made their money back that way.
Yeah, I'm sure of it too. And I don't mean to be crapping on this at all, but you have to understand that wrestling has gone through so many ups and downs that the star power that wrestling stars have today, like The Rock or John Cena, like it wasn't the same back then. I mean, it was still kind of a lot of people were hiding in their mom's basement watching wrestling. It wasn't the big phenomenon that it is now and that it's gone through after the Attitude Era and everything like that.
Yeah, I believe the correct vernacular was tape traders back then. And guys would record stuff or they'd get it on a VHS and copy it and then trade them amongst their friends. So, yeah, it was a very, like, underground type of thing. And there actually isn't much data after week 2 on the box office. It completely dropped out of the top 10. And they would do $6.9 million with no international box office. So they failed to break the $7 million mark. I don't think that comes as much of a surprise here. Anything you want to add on that, JD, or is that about what you would have figured?
Again, the fact that they made any money to me, I think, is a testament to their hard work.
Let's talk about what was in cinema on October 4th, 1991. We'll take a quick trip in the old DeLorean here. Number 1 movie at the box office that week was The Fisher King. Number 2 was Ricochet. Number 3 was Deceived. Number 4 was Necessary Roughness. Number 5 was The Super. Number 6 was Paradise. Number 7, Suburban Commando. Number 8, Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare. Number 9, Shout. And number 10, Dead Again. JD, any standouts from that top 10? This is kind of a weak list for me.
Not a very exciting weekend for movies, but I remember Necessary Roughness. I remember seeing that when I was a kid. rewatch that. That'll for sure be a future episode, but rewatch that one as an adult, and that definitely holds up. There's a lot of stuff that I just didn't pick up on when I was little.
Yeah, I do remember Necessary Roughness. I think that would be a good one. Obviously, I think eventually we'll get into Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare.
Yeah, I mean, so, and, you know, for those of you that may be new to our podcast and new to the show, we did have it in our archives.
Archives?
We did the first Nightmare on Elm Street, and then we joined Black Cat Shadow for part two of that film. So
yeah, first two episodes are up. You can also tell when JD's recently had a bowl of soup because he keeps talking about chives. Bacon, chives, and onion.
Love it. Such a great recipe for success.
I don't think I've ever seen The Fisher King or Ricochet or Deceived. I have no idea what those movies are. I've heard of The Fisher King, but I definitely don't remember watching it.
Yeah, I'm with you. There's a lot in this particular list of movies that are just beyond me. Fisher King is probably the only one that I'm decently familiar with because I am a fan of Terry Gilliam's movies.
Yeah.
I know I tried watching Fisher King when I was in that pretentious college stage where you think that you know all about cinema and you need to be up to date with obscure movies. But other than that, yeah, this is kind of, like you said, a weak week.
Probably one of our worst so far. That's a bummer. Let's do some critic and audience response here. I think this is going to be fun. Pity you for trying to figure this out. We'll use Rotten Tomatoes to gauge the response here of both. JD, how do you think the critics received Suburban Commando?
Okay, so I agree. This is a tough one because we're looking at a sci-fi action comedy starring Hulk Hogan and Christopher Lloyd. I want to say historically, critics are not going to come out with smiles on their face for a movie like this. I don't think they want to see a movie like this. I don't think they want anything to do with it. For the most part, critics, especially during this time period, are going to be more of your highbrow, wearing sweater vests and drinking Earl Grey tea or something like that. So, you know, chances are a lot of them might not even know who the hell Hulk Hogan is, you know?
Yeah.
With that being said, I think that there are some good elements in this movie. I don't want to say that this is going to be like a zero percenter. I want to say that they came in at 25%.
Okay. How about the audience response?
So for me, trying to figure out what the audience response is a little trickier. I want to put myself in, you know, I don't want to be 6 years old in 1991. And I want to be maybe 18, 25. I want to be that kind of immature demographic that's going to see a movie like this and be like, holy shit, Hulk Hogan is in a movie as an alien with Christopher Lloyd? Like, I want to have that response. And I feel like when this movie hit and knowing that it made a little bit of cheddar, it obviously didn't, you know, break the box office and opening at number 7 and then dropping out of the top 10 after 2 weeks is nowhere near impressive. But I feel that audience responded more favorably than critics. This isn't anybody's favorite movie. This isn't winning any awards. This movie isn't. I'm so glad that it won poll, but we could easily be Mr. Nanny right now.
Right.
I'm going to say 35%.
Ooh, very close. So you guessed 25% for the critics. It was a 17, rotten. And you guessed 35 for audience, and it was 32. So almost right on the nose there.
I understand how the audience mind works, apparently.
We've got basically one critic response this week, and it comes from Roger Ebert. He gave Suburban Commando 1 out of 4. Kind of more of a lengthy review from him. Normally, I keep it to like 2 or 3 sentences, but since he's the only one, I thought I'd give like his like couple paragraphs here. So he said, "It's a funny thing about coming attraction trailers. They may or may not be an accurate reflection of the movies they advertise, but they're almost always a wonderful guide to what the movie distributors wanted to make. Take Suburban Commando, for example, which in the trailers looks like a wild comic romp through sci-fi in the suburbs, and in the movie version, looks more like a slog." Ebert also added, "Somebody was asking the other day, do I ever get tired of going to the movies? Nah, I said. I love movies. And so some days it's not really a job, it's more of a lucky break. but I wasn't feeling lucky the day I saw Suburban Commando. And you know what? By golly, by the time it was over, I was feeling kind of tired of going to the movies. So, JD, Ebert's laying it on pretty thick here. What do you think about his response to Suburban Commando?
He has a really good take on it. And he has a, and there's a reason why he is one of the most renowned critics ever, because he says it's so perfect. But yeah, I mean, watching the trailer and transitioning into like the full movie, it's kind of not think the movie does have aspirations to be a lot bigger than it is, but it doesn't get there. I feel like after we watch this, I think we're going to enjoy it a lot, but I think that we're going to feel that it misses its ultimate mark of potentially being something greater, which is taking somebody from outer space and plopping them in suburbia. I mean, taking somebody from the city and plopping them in suburbia. I mean, it's the same concept as Crocodile Dundee, but now we're getting it on a grander scale, and the social commentary just, I don't think, is going to be the same.
Yeah, and I really like his quote there where he says, it's, you know, trailers are almost always like a wonderful guide to what the distributors wanted to make. I think they wanted to make a really exciting sci-fi comedy movie, and then they got everything filmed and were just like, oh shit, reshoots? Do we dump more into this, or do we just put it out and hope it does well on VHS because Hulk Hogan's on the title? I don't know. But yeah, I agree with his take on it. And I think that's what I look forward to most when we dive into the full review on Wednesday here and we cover Suburban Commandos. Make sure, if you guys haven't already, subscribe to the podcast, iTunes, Google Play, YouTube, Podtrack, anywhere else you listen to your podcast at. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/backintimepod, Twitter, Instagram, everything is backintimepod. You can also email us at backintimepodcast@gmail.com and drop us a line. Let us know what you want us to review next, or if you have any ideas for the show, we'd love to hear them. And you can also support our sponsor, Bunny 17 Media, with promo code BACKINTIME at checkout. It'll save you 15%. It's that time of the episode, though, to climb back into the DeLorean here. We'll punch in today's date and return back the present day. We'll talk to you on Wednesday with the full review. See ya.
We didn't really mention that his name is Shep Ramsey. Great name.
Did you say chef? Madonna, Lombardo, Sedona, they wanna be there. Yo, it ain't what you are, it's what you wear. Oh, the way I say, we're the best of the rest, and we're here to stay.